Shalom from Ariel, Israel, in the mountains of what the world calls the West Bank. Right away, I'm going to find out if our brother Max is in Jordan on the line. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I am in Jordan on the line. How are you?
Great. Oh, I am just wonderful. Of course, the tour got there Monday. It is now Wednesday here, of course, and it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And just as a way of a little bit of housekeeping here, we have activities planned, and we're at least going to be 30 minutes past the hour. 30 minutes past the hour. So it'll be 12:30 noon in Minneapolis, and Max be 8:30 for you. And if for some reason it's a little bit later, we will advise. Of course, you can go to billybrim.org, and they are going to be out at Prayer Mountain today, and they will advise you there on the somehow if it's going to be later. But I think we can pretty well say that it's going to be 30 minutes past the hour. It might, I doubt it, but it could be even 1 hour later. But I think it'll be 30 minutes past the hour. You probably heard that there's a storm warnings over here, actually hurricane-like warnings. And when we left the Dead Sea this morning, it was raining and rained on us quite a bit. And as we're coming up the coast, because we're headed to Gaza. And so a guy said, let's agree, because Israel desperately needs the rain. The rainfall has been so short in the past years. They need the rain. But he said, let's agree that when we stop the bus, the rain will stop. So we gathered hands and we prayed that. And then the whole crowd, the whole bus agreed. We got off that bus at our on the northern border of Gaza. You can look at your map, and we were on the northern border right up at the Mediterranean Sea. And there we met a group called Yatar, and they are a military group of rescue workers. And they had these ATVs, all-terrain vehicles. And so they had five of them ready for us, and we had to take three people at a time. So it took us a little while, three times five is 15 people at a time. It took us a little while to get it all done. But I'm telling you, we had the ride of our lives. And they just showed you how the vehicles would work, how they would go in muddy terrain, how they would go. Cars could not possibly go where they go, and they rescue people. They're on the border there right now, the northern border. And they're in 14 places in Israel. Before, you might have seen when I was here on another trip, we were with this group up at the northern border, the ones that run rescue into Syria and Lebanon and the northern border. But we were there on the northern border of Gaza, which is in the south. And we did a video there, and I don't know how you're seeing these things. Hannah's sending them, and Monique is putting them up. But I do a little talk, and I am mud spattered from head to toe. You know, it's just like you've been out, like the people go and take those pickups and get mud all over them. I mean mud spattered from head to toe. But it was a lot of fun, and it was a blessing. And, of course, everywhere they go, they're telling us we just hardly can believe there are people like you. So it's wonderful, and we had a wonderful time. The people on the bus, when we got through there, they sent a private car for Hannah and me, and Hannah and I came on up to Ariel so that we could get ready for the call. We've got a lot of disappointed people on the tour. They're glad they're on the tour, but they're sad they're missing the call. I hope they can be on the evening call. They can be on the evening call with us, which will be the noon call for you. So, Brother Max, you want to give us a report on the meeting?
Yes, we have a great meeting here, great conference in Jordan and Ajron. The Spirit of the Lord, really, just like you can see it. And the people were just like, wow. They were telling us, like, what are you going to bring to the table? You know what? We were led by the Spirit of God. And we have a great 2 days, 2.5 days of meetings. We talked about Ishmael. Brenda came and she talked about the authority and how to take your authority. Brother Billy Edgar shared the story in his personal life with his own daughter. We just love the people. The people love us. And I believe, Ms. Billy, this will be like, just like Adam Assembly, like meeting 1-2025. So the Lord, the Lord is moving. And we are moving right now. We actually got the upper room one, and we will be working in the upper room two. And I just can't thank everybody enough for providing for these meetings. For,
yeah, the upper room is very nice and very large and gives itself to Bible studies and meetings. So it's very good.
It is very good. We're opening the second one too right now. I mean, everything is very much ready to go. By the time we get it, we will finish it before we head it back to the States. I'm telling you, and we went to Mount Nebo, and we blow the shofar. Brenda and Tony were with us. Kamal blow the shofar, and because it's Catholic, this guy came like unleashed. I don't think anybody would blow the shofar on Mount Nebo. And they called the authority, and they called so-and-so, and we went inside the church, and there's those two generals walk like behind me, like, what did you do? What happened? I might got a little bit on the edge and the flush, and I said, well, don't make me make a phone call now. The second I said that and I mentioned the name, they all scattered, and they left the church, and they went outside. I mean, sometimes you have to do something like that. We noticed.
I heard that they said it was against the law to have a shofar there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like we don't blow the horn here. This is a Jewish thing. We don't do it here. I said, well, it's too late, buddy. I'm sorry. So.
And then they wanted to take the shofar, right?
They wanted to take the shofar, and I just said that is not going to happen. Don't make me make a phone call now. And like I mentioned one name, like I said, and they all scattered. And Brenda was there, Tony and Billy, and I mean, all of us there. We kept the shofar for Sister Lori. She came with us from Minneapolis. And Christine was there. She's with you at the tour right now, of course. I mean, we just have great, great time with the Lord. We took them to Gulf of Aqaba. We have a flood here in Gulf of Aqaba. And in
that's what Brenda said.
Wadi Rum area. It was just like one thing after another. But, you know, the devil cannot stop us. The devil did not stop us and have no authority over us. No authority over all the WWPs.
No.
We just
here in Israel, they've got a storm warning out. They said it's like a hurricane. And so it's supposed to hit today. And we were in the south. And so far, so good. I'm looking out the window here, and I do see some dark clouds. But we're going to take our authority and still let Israel have the rain. Bless the Lord. And that can happen, be a blessing, and we can be a blessing. Praise the Lord. Let's begin with that right now. Brenda told me a story, and I'm not going to say which country. But some of the people that came to the conference were pastors, young pastors in another country, not Jordan, not Israel. And attending their church is a daughter of one of the Hezbollah leaders, and they're having to hide her. And people in this part of the world facing a lot of things. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We do have our book, Authority of the Believer, in Arabic, and we're going to be looking for some more places to get that into in other countries. So, Father, yes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we just wanted to praise you and thank you, Lord, for what you've done, what you did for Max, and what you did for the people that came to the meeting, Lord. We just are so grateful and so thankful for your wonderful healing and keeping power. Dear Lord, just so wondrous. And, Father, we've got our people here on the tour, and we're asking your blessing upon them, your blessing upon the tour, leading us and guide us every step we should take, every move we should make. We trust you for it. We're here in the land. And Father, in the name above every name, we do want to praise you and thank you that what is revealed in Colossians is the truth for us, no matter where we are in the whole world, because it's true everywhere that you have redeemed a body, the body of Christ, and you have prepared for that body the inheritance of the saints in the light, and you have rescued us, saved us out from the dominion of the kingdom of darkness. And here we are, Max there in Jordan, me here in what the world called the West Bank, the tour group, wherever they are along the way, and all the folk on this line, in the name above every name, we, wherever I sit, I'm redeemed from the power of the enemy. He has no authority over me. That's what's revealed, and it is written in Colossians. We're to thank you for it, Lord, and we thank you for it right now. And Lord, we're going to pray the prayer of authority, and we're going to take our corporate authority right now. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of my heart be enlightened, that I might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your power toward us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty resurrection power, which you wrought in the Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality and power, might and dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head to the body over all things, the church, the ecclesia, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And, Father, we're just so thankful to you that when we were dead in our sins, you redeemed us. When you raised the head, you raised the body together with him. When you quickened the head, then when you raised the head, then when you seated the head, you seated the body together and with and in him. And there we are, Father. I think about it. We're up there in the heavenly throne room. If our eyes were open, I could see. Oh, I could see the 24 elders. I could see the angels attending you, Lord. I could see the Lord Jesus. I could at least see the light of God. And, Father, here on the earth, different scenarios are around us. Here in Israel, there in Jordan, wherever. But together, we have a joint authority that is given unto us and a realmdom. And joining our authority right now, I do say, and we do take our authority. We command you, kingdom of darkness. We command you, Satan, to listen to us. You and all your cohorts, down to the lowest level devil, we take our combined authority over you and come out against you and any of your plans and purposes that you have devised against the nations that God calls his own. United States, for sure. Israel, for sure. And then others, Father, as they choose. Oh, Father, as they choose. We just pray that they would choose the way of blessing God, blessing Israel. And Father, in the name above all names, we take authority over any evil spirits, plots, plans, and purposes that you, Satan, have perpetrated and are thinking up, giving your dastardly minds to, against the President of the United States, his family, his cohorts, every single person God put into office. We plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We plead the blood in the name above every name. Some of them, I know their names. I know Lily Mills. There is, she's working in the embassy, Israeli embassy. And I know the name of Cody Inman as he works there under RFK. And I know the name of those Lilies that you have put into place in the Department of the Interior. We don't know a lot of them, Lord, But in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against the blood, with the blood, against the powers of the enemy, against the strong man. We come against you in the name above every name. We come against you in our home, on this tour, and over there in Jordan, around all the work there that Max is a part of, and Lynn and Quinn is a part of. And in the name above every name, here in Israel, you cannot in any way touch ours. You cannot touch this tour. In the name above every name, we call you into paralyzation. It is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And you'll not stop anything on this tour with your stormy weather. In the name above every name, we take authority over it. And where our feet trod, and when that bus stops, we are able to do anything we want to do. In the name above every name, your storm will pass over us. In the name above every name, and not affect us in any way, shape, or form. In the name above every name, not the festivities tonight, nothing we have planned tomorrow, nothing the next day. In the name above every name, we take authority, complete authority, and will not let you touch us. We pass through this storm unhindered, untouched, and nothing changed that we want to do. In the name above every name. Oh, Father God, how great and wondrous. How great and wondrous. That we could come. I could come to Israel. We could come to Israel. Go to this room. And sit quietly before you. And sit respectfully before you. And thank you for the marvelous gift. Those gifts of the Holy Spirit. The ministry gifts. How grateful we are. That we are able now to yield our tongues to you. And our very tongues of everybody who will allow it on this line, you are using, you take hold of. And from our spirits, give us utterance on what you want prayed today. And then we give you glory for giving us the interpretation, for blessing Brother Max, Father, for coming down upon him, the Spirit upon him. We all have the Spirit within us, but come down with the Spirit upon us now for this marvelous, marvelous, marvelous a time with you. In the name, above every name, we pray. Givalatoshka mangoloholo kabri kangaragadashka. Isakoro komplekte prakata hashante. Sakoro kodiliko horo kongaraka nyamekoto no kopika. Isaparako devreke dinjwa. Mon chambaraki hiri kaka. Istora kuto hoshete de gohoro kongambre. Ifile dohoro kombre katai ano kohoro kodashka. Levro dishvato no kombre. Ibili rushtwa tata gohoro kodjekte de katanje. Ika fralo kot. Kifra koto koto kampi koto kohoshe kapiliatae. Amana kohoro ko diandiri kohoro ko tiattara ko toshkata pra. Ledot koho shepra. Leda kohoro ko tiatta. Kafkiti kohore ke briktia. Ashontele to kotori amanaka. Gritora ko dili kakangara haliko kakapitio. Iveli dujvata ashonterio nongoro ko toshkata prika de kadasta. Ishete guru kotonche di kotohushaka. Lamaratiash konche ne kodokori atopa. Aminakora. Aminakora. Fra non erto. Grandi liko palakaya nakahalaka frikatiota. Ishete kohusha. Krimanyo no kida katanya na kohoro koto kalakakai. Ishite kai. Kepko da dun jene kwa jene kora kadish koto kapra katikalangya. Amina kai. Kambi to kofre heti anto. Igala kapro te frugande shanta na kohoro kapa. Amantoria, amantoria, amantoria. Ele combreva tosh katoni ele qua mantio no kohoroka ale kani ne kota de kotosh ebili hitianto de kodohoshi ka pa brakata la marotom breke de katai ebili do shwan do rogo de do kombreva ka dash kanton je de kodosh ka tam breke le kongrakya no koroko de kambe ishite hito ishite hito ishite hito Kriva konyanywa, mangologo dobre, ishato dogo horaka kanga. Matyo. Suwita kafra, iswata konyeto, kamili duru jushwa, avelo kohoraka dinyo. Oh, Father, mikwa. Mele dohoro kan dieng der godoshka da bekata. Kibere gutma hesha. Kale kopret janaka. Mito. Kale gan dieng to no kakie te kohoro kapra. Asho to bekete kata kafra hala kompra. Maladonia me quare co divra catasca dance da bondonce. Ma coloco do hosce tiene co do compra, tiene co dosh. Mi digoro co dele cafrappiano core catia, core che le combre pre tushua. In un unione le quafra co do godebre catacafrani e nicota. Pili hushua. Bili rishwa to per la kaka flange. E me ne kaha lai le kota da go prete le kumprakya da go doshka da preka de la daska. Krenye ne kohora ka li kangara katai. Ala vratinyo no kwa, asha to go to jendo no gombri ka te ka flai. Ishi tu hushwa a tanya ni kwa ko bebeli tanya ni koro ko doce da kataya da ko tebra. Ele brato oshka tachi. Tabi do nogo hejendien ma koro ko deshka tabi kati ko ta frange ili kombra ka. Mi toro ma la kia manto no ko ti aktoro go dehebre pecha. Ishi mene kwa. Matoliko hore kabinyo. Kivele hutombre kata kuhule kambra kata kondongoro kata hondongko toko deche. Imanyona na koho. Ledonya. Koleko kambra kata kongoro kata nyata. Ebele hutuanda isha na kuora, isha na kuora kana ka kambra kadaga alaka. Vrido lo kambri kadiga da hashaka. Ebele dushwa tana na nyompre kadiga tafra, born again. Born from above. Emeni kwa hala kofri kadiga halaila, asha ebri kata kofronde eni kwa. Bili donye ni kwa. Krafke da njeru to nangor godoshka. Eli tanya na kare katanya. Kashka dobre. Avala tome ni kyang to do gohushaktya na koptaktya. Krivanyo mekalai. Mekalai kanga. Anye ni kwa frako do jenye. Ise de gobra cagnotore manicacca. Cravidolier non ho qua, chantolo coprete li cafronde ne coca. Ili doshua pracotegne ne qua. Capicatonia. Fetta di decca. Mito macalacaia. Ebe shuatonia ne qua, ishe ne cota gobreti che fa. Gale congrigri copre vredushwati ono koro manakia. Egeliko vrehilika koarianaka alika kongalaka aya. Je de gohoshwa. Mijo to de go ojanye. Je de gotoshkata frakate konya de gohoshakya na koto pekate kara. Ikate kovrenye nikwa je na kote balakar manaya. Ofreka de go brivra no nierto no kwa kala kambredi rika pacia to pra. E je de gohoshwa. Me janyo na kwa ebele kankarakya na kotia. Aje de ko shendye ne kota, aje ne kwa, aje ne kwa, aje ne kwa. Eli ko bra fraka tiandara ko toho se ka pre. Bili do shwa to toko pre kati ka fra. Ka bra ka tiandara go ho shendye ne ko toho se ta bri kati ka tafka. Gore ka bre tiene koro manatia, kashpo tan shernu no kokya. O oh, sabrakita, sabrakita, sabrakita. E vieni qua alla cambra che dico tosche e compratia. Che li compratia uno con i compretti, dico fratia, dico tosche capamba, dico tosche capai. E che li covrandi ni qua, le coro contoni ni qua, se li comprevri a tata. Corivagno no cor, inia no copi catai. Pambilo doho che ana kota pra. Koli kankaraki te ko doho she. Kafi kalion te li kohor komba. Biletoria, biletoria. Biletoria fretie. Biletoria fratanonji de kopra. Isha to, isha to. Ki frago dole gombrevri katanya nakara kodoske de kapra. Mi to prekate katanja da goho shete. Bangoro go toho she kupa la kaya na kombre kata go toshka tapi kata go dovre. Bide go prefka tonche ni kon toshka tapi kata go dovra. Ima na kwa trapkia nokia tonche de go toshka. Labors, the labors, Lord, the labors, we lift up the labors. Ime ni kwa hivet toshka tonche de go dobre kata ka frai. I meni qua son c'è ne codo aprico, fracan c'è ne codo cosebre. Mi li duho vracatia, nacuro coton c'è di cotopre che di catai. I calacatia ne cohore cotambri che di catahasciai. Mi già toro nacque, mi già noro nacque caffinio no cohoro con bibiata. La giunta to brebre che dania ne cohoro con brami daniata. E bella torre, ma non c'è, non c'è una cadascia che avrei che ti avrò. Gabile torre, capa, muti una capa. Muti, muti, muti. Ma con tu copetia, ma tu sei bracca, paragna. O le patiane non copri. E se non mi tuesco, dobbri caffrai. Lingolo godoni da scieti, ma scu, ti condenni. Oh, Father, 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 mashun pebre kotoko frog. Ijini me twa, karakondieno, korokodabre. Ale govre heniano non kombre kotoko hojebra. Ijini kotoria manaka halai. Ikala kore pevraka kombre kediko tebre diko oce. Kritanyo no kwa. Manciovre bellitania. E cala capra cade coho shante. Sisi o tebre, sisi o tabra. Sisi o nanga. Sisi o kanki de cataha shete. Martin namanakia to le cartacchia. Egele cambrafri. E se non to, precatica to, o se chianto, crema la cora, crema la cora, crema la cora, capara gadanja. Mito to, mito to, cribagno la cora con debre. E sciato to cohora cangia ne cohora con tapri. E che le coprangia ne cohora chebre che ti gadanja. Mi sciato le coprecchi ricotosca, tapri che te copra. Emmanuel qua fronde le combre che di Galatia. Emmanuel qua froco di cale cabrica d'ogniene qua. E gli dico, tu schwante la coro coto freca da galliando la gonda baracoda le comprecche di cofracchia. Beatonia, Beatonia, Beatonia valitotta. Prima de hoscente la coro, braca la caia la cala la cambra. E je de beto schwa, niano gombre freca di egi tu schwa. Gavra kodo shkoton she de goho shanko preka de goho changdo de goho shek devre. Nikwa, nyo nukwa, nyo nukora kata inyene kora kotyang de goho dia, tera gom deong de. Isa de goho ra kotyang to de goho toho vakai. Mako le titya. Mako le titya feke le donyo nikwa, ma nyo nukoho ra kodoshka. Agalabra te onde ni kota tampre kota koto e jebre. E jena kara kotenye ni kwa, hanya le kohoro kotenye. E kala kafra kota kohore kapinyo ni kwa, ni kaya e chato. Kile ka vratya ni kora katiangdo. E jit ko pre vratis koto jetye. E janto kore kapitio ni kofra katika halai. E jidiko shwa, monche, monche, monche. Monche, monche, monche. Monche, monche, monche. Gravida conia. Bascora manacchia. Astora manacchia findio. Quali qua? Cascia nero, io una crocadinia tocco lo cobracchio. E che la cavra niene qua recodosca d'applicate calipto. E me ne caha la caipchia. Kravidanya ne kohola kobrakya. Ishato, ishato. Krifan goda gomba. Krifan yunga kianda. Kale kobrevra dir gotonji di koja. Ibuo fratio no kopretya ne kotankara kadashka. Ishato frekyando no koho shaktya de kotoho shaktya. Usikata frenye ne kwa. Ma tolo cotombi che ti cantaccia. Melito, 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 melito. Me qua ti ampongio di querio non ghiappo. Griva di ole capracchia, no cohoro cogliete di catascia. E je ne va qua, e je ma puandia fra cotolo copracchia, angeli cotoscia. In the name, in the name, in the name. In the lovely, matchless name of Yahuwah Yeshua. In the name, in the name, in the name. In the wondrous, glorious, glorious name. Praise your 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 name, praise your name, O Holy One, O Holy One. Kivala tohoro makangara gadashebra katakalai. Ashkotanja, thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I praise you, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Wondrous and glorious, Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you there?
Thank you, Lord. Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. First statement is, underline. I'm just so amazed how the Lord just speaks to us. Just so amazed. Thank you, Lord. All right. This one is underlined. The future of the Great Commission. The future of the Great Commission and movements in my words. This growing and multiplying, continued as the gospel spread beyond Jerusalem. Okay, I'll read it again. It's all underlined. The future of the Great Commission and movements within us, and my words within us, this growing and multiplying continued as the gospel spread beyond Jerusalem. That is the first statement. Okay. Wow. We have three axes here. Acts 13:49. Acts 16:16, verse 5. Acts 19:10. Okay, next statement, you can see here. This one is not underlined. Read like this. You are the body of believers had grown from 120, that's a number, had grown from 120, gathered in Jerusalem. Gathered in Jerusalem. To thousands spread throughout the West. To thousands spread throughout the West. You are my believers assembled in my churches. Assembled in my what? Churches.
In my what?
Churches. Churches, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Okay. Multiplying in number and faith. That is the statement. I'll read it again. You are the body of believers, had grown from 120, gathered in Jerusalem, to thousands spread throughout the West. You are my believers, assembled in my churches, multiplying in number and in faith.
And in faith or just in faith?
And in faith.
And
number
in faith.
And in faith. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Romans 15, 19. Romans 15, 19. Another Romans here, 8, 28 through 34. Romans 8, 28 through 34. Okay. The next statement is underlined. It reads like this. Let it be known. Yeah. Let it be known to you all. Let it be known to you all that through this prayer, with my prophet and friend, with my prophet and friend, and you today, and you today, you entered together into my kingdom. You entered together into my kingdom and spoke in such a way, in such a way, in faith. This is the second statement, in faith. Okay, I'll read it again. If I didn't say this one is underlined, it is underlined. I'll read it again. Let it be known to you, let it be known to you all, that through this prayer, with my prophet and friend, and you today, you enter together into my kingdom and spoke in such a way in faith. That is the statement. I believe you got it, Miss Billy.
Yes, I did.
Okay, I am moving along here. Numbers 10, verses 11 through, 36.
Whoa.
Numbers 10, verses 11 through 36. Matthew, the book of Matthew, 28. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Romans 8, 26. Romans 8, 26. Sorry, I said, because he gave us Romans 26 included above here. Romans 8, 26. Okay, next statement is not underlined. And it reads like this. When you find yourself in the midst, of difficult, circumstances, in the midst of difficult circumstances, when God is hidden from your view, when God is hidden from your view, and when you cannot see what I am doing, reminder, not remember, reminder, that God really, yeah, really, R-E-A-L-L-Y, is that really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Really is on the move. Is on the move. I am at work. I am at work. Even if you cannot see it. I am at work even if you cannot see it. All right, I'll read it again. When you find yourself in the midst of difficult circumstances, when God is hidden from your view, and when you cannot see what I am doing. Reminder that God really is on the move. I am at work, even if you cannot see it. Okay. He's speaking to somebody and to all of us. Okay. You got that, Miss Billy, just to confirm.
You want me to read it back? Okay.
No,
when
I
you
just
find
want
yourself,
go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. When you find yourselves in the midst of difficult circumstances, when God is hidden from your view, and when you cannot see what I am doing, reminder that God really is on the move. I am at work, even if you cannot see it.
That is correct. Let's see here. Now we got Luke 2, verses 1 and 2. Luke 2, verses 1 and 2. Then we got another Luke. Luke 1, verses 26 through 38. Luke 20, mm-hmm. 1, 26 through 38. 38. Matthew, the book of Matthew 1:20. Matthew 1:20. Okay. Next statement is underlined and read like this. I am on the move. Be encouraged, calling, C-A-L-L-I-N-D, yeah, calling for the, inhabitants, calling for the inhabitants of my kingdom. Calling for the inhabitants of my kingdom, excuse me, to be registered.
Registered.
Registered. I know this mm-hmm. word for some reason.
You know this word because it's when they went up to be registered, Joseph and Mary. They went up to be registered.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Registered the invisible, yeah, the invisible hand of God is moving and working church. Okay, I'll read it again. Oh, start raining here. I am on the move. Be encouraged. Calling for the inhabitants of my kingdom to be registered. the invisible hand of God is moving and working church. That is the statement, and it's all underlined. Next is 2 Samuel 7, chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. 2 Samuel 7, 1 through 11. 1 Samuel 4, verses 2 through 4. 1 Samuel 4, verses 2 through 4. One more. Numbers 10, 33. Numbers 10, 33. Next statement. Let's see here. It's underlined. So this statement is underlined. Read like this. Keep in mind when you are reading or studying my words. Keep in mind when you are reading or studying my words on your own is to look for repented, R-E-P-E-A-T-E-D, repented words. Listen closely, and you all notice the clues. You all notice the clues are often, the clues are often to what I am saying to you all. Okay, I'll read it again. I'll try to do better.
Now, just
here.
A minute. I want to ask you about a word.
Okay.
The word that you read is repented. Could that not be repeated? R-E-P-E-A-T-E-D.
Oh. It is repeated. What did I say?
Yes.
I said repented.
I've noticed that when I study these words, he will have a word in the statement, and then it will be the same word in the scripture. And when I'm writing mine out, I always mark that. I mark the repeated words. So this is saying, keep in mind when you are reading or studying my words on your own, is to look for repeated words. Listen closely, and you all notice the clues. See, there's hidden things in this. The clues.
Yeah.
Often to what I am saying to you all.
Yes.
There's repeated words. He'll give a statement, then he'll give a scripture that has repeated words. Or he repeats things, like, for instance, he's been telling us quite some time now that he's at work when we can't see it, and he's been giving us Luke 2. So that's a repeated thing. I think he's telling us that what he repeats, he emphasizes. And
yes,
that there's clues
and this,
in it, and that, yeah.
And this statement is emphasized. I mean, it's underlined.
Right.
But there is the word are after clues, are often to what I am saying to you all. Okay, let me read it again.
Listen closely, and you all notice the clues are often to what I am saying to you all.
You all, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to read it again because now you clarified repeated instead of repented.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Keep in mind when you are reading or studying my words on your own is to look for repeated words, listen closely, and you all notice the clues are often to what I am saying to you all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Peter 1:3. He gives us a lot. 2 Peter 1:3. Galatians with a G, or Galatians with a G, 1:8-9. Okay. Boy, there is a big word coming up here. I'll get there. Next statement. You can't remain complacent. Yeah, you can't
complacent.
Remain complacent. Complacent. You can't remain complacent at this time in history. Yeah, you cannot remain complacent at this time in history. There is too much. Yeah, T-O-O, much. There is too much. Much of the church is simply gone along with the winds. Gone along with the winds of your society. Wow, of mm-hmm. your society.
Mm.
The fact is, the word of God stands true. Wow. The fact is, the word of God stands true. Okay. So there is a part underlined here. I'm sorry I missed it. I'll read it again and I'll tell you when to underline. You cannot remain complacent at this time in history. There is too much. Now the underlying part. Much of the church is simply going along.
Gone along or going
words,
along?
Well,
gone along or going along?
I believe it's going along. G-O-I-N-G-A-L-O-N-G.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Going along. Mm-hmm.
Going along. With the winds of your society. The fact is, the word of God stands true.
Hallelujah.
Boy, these are
praise
strong
God.
Statements.
Praise it's
God,
very
yes.
Very strong. Very strong.
Okay. Now, the next statement is not underlined and it's very short. No matter what direction, society heads off in this earth. That's a statement. No matter what direction society heads off in this earth. That's mm-hmm. a statement. Okay. Next, he gave us the book of Daniel 9:4-5. Daniel 9:4-5. 2 Chronicles. I almost said Corinthians. 2 Chronicles 7:14. I don't think it's 19. Well, check
no,
it when
it's
we get
14.
There.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know more than me. Okay, praise the Lord.
Yeah, you'll recognize it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next statement, which is the last statement. Understand this. Of all the people alive, understand this, of all the people alive at this time in history, Daniel, sorry, I paused here. This is the name here. Daniel have nothing to repent about.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, that's a statement. I'll read it again. Understand mm-hmm. this. Of all the people alive at this time in history, Daniel have nothing to repent about. Trust in me. That's what
I know what
for.
He's saying there. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you do. Because he gave us the book of Daniel 9, 4, and 5.
Sure, because Daniel didn't have anything. He was the one person that didn't need to repent. But yet he repented for his nation there and lifted up. So the society. Anyway, praise the Lord. Quite a wondrous, wondrous word.
I know.
The
he
future?
Told us he's moving us to a higher level. I'm sorry,
yes,
go ahead.
He is.
I'll mute.
That's all right. And of course, this first one is underlined. The future of the Great Commission and movements, in my words, this growing and multiplying continueth as the gospel spread beyond Jerusalem. Is that word continueth? Could you spell it, please?
Continued. C-O-N-T-I-N-U-E-D?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Continued with.
Continued as.
No, continued with. Did you say with or ether?
No,
okay,
continued.
All right, we got it. Continued.
Okay.
The word is just continued, right?
Correct.
Continued. Okay. So let me see if this is how it reads. Underlined. The future of the Great Commission and movements, in my words, this growing and multiplying continued as the gospel spread beyond Jerusalem. Acts 13:49. All truth comes from Jerusalem, began there. With this, that's where he died, that's where it began, but then he's saying it spread and continued. Acts 13:49. And the word of the Lord was spreading throughout the whole region. Now that's ESV. And I read that because it used the word spread. The King James says, and the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. Acts 16:5. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily. Acts 19:10. This continued for 2 years, so that all the residents of Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. Of course, it means Jews and Gentiles. The whole Gentile world had been Greekalized, you might say. So I'm telling you, I am reading through the book of Acts, and I was reading in a different translation. I was reading through in the Amplified,
And the Lord, there's lots of verses in the Bible talks about how the church increased. And they just stood out to me, and I underlined them. Now I know that the Spirit was emphasizing that.
Mm-hmm.
You are the body of believers. Have grown from 120 gathered in Jerusalem to thousands spread throughout the West. You are my believers, assembled in my churches, multiplying in number and in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 15:19. By the power of signs and wonders in the power of the Spirit, so that from Jerusalem and round about as far as Eretrium, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. This is the Amplified. Even as my preaching has been accompanied with the power of signs and wonders, and all of it by the power of the Holy Spirit. The result is that starting with Jerusalem and as far around as Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel, the good news of Christ the Messiah in its entirety. Romans 8:28 through 34. And we know that God, that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. Hallelujah. What a blessed group we are.
Yes, we are.
Underlined. Let it be known to you all that through this prayer with my prophet and friend and you today, you entered together into my kingdom and spoke in such a way in faith.
Wow.
This that we're doing, folks, we're doing it by faith. We're doing it because we have faith. We have faith in what the Word says about tongues, and faith in what the Word says about interpretation, and faith that God will meet us on Wednesdays. That's all faith.
Yes. That's all faith. The book of Acts, too. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Numbers, you do this, you're on this call because you're a person of faith. Numbers 10, 11 through 36.
Yeah, it's high up there.
Now in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th of the month, the cloud was lifted from over the tabernacle of the testimony. And the sons are children of Israel. Set out on their journey from the wilderness of Sinai. Then the cloud settled down in the wilderness of Paran. So they moved out for the first time according to the commandment of the Lord through Moses. The standard of the camp of the sons of Judah, according to their armies, set out first, with Nashon, the son of Abimadab, over its army, and Nethanel, the son of Zuar, over the tribal army of the sons of Issachar, and Eliab, the son of Helon, over the tribal army of the sons of Zebulun. Now here, they're moving out. They're following God. They're coming out from Mount Sinai. The cloud, they're following the cloud, and it's describing for you how they follow. They followed in order. And those three tribes were the first. The first one to go was Judah. Verse 17. Then the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari, who were carrying the tabernacle, set out. So there's three tribes that go first, and then the tabernacle follows that. Now the standard of the camp of Reuben, according to their army, set out with Elazur, the son of Shadur, over its army, and Shalumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, over the tribal army of the sons of Simeon. And Elisaph, the son of Duel, was over the tribal army of Gad. So now we see the tabernacle marched, and then three tribes were behind it. The tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Simeon, and the tribe of Gad. Then the Kohathites set out, carrying the holy objects, and the tabernacle was set up before their arrival. Next, the army of the camp of the sons of Ephraim, according to their armies, that's a tribe, Joseph's son. And then came, and I'm going to read Manasseh. I'm just going to read the three tribes. They marched in groups of three tribes, and then the sons of Benjamin. Now, verse 25, then the standard of the camp of the sons of Dan, according to their armies, rear guard for all the camps set out. And then you're going to go on, and you're going to find in the end of verse 27, the sons of Naphtali. This was the order of march of the sons of Israel by their armies as they set out. Then Moses said to Hohab, the son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are setting out to the place of which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Come with us, and we will do you good, for the Lord has promised good concerning Israel. But he said to him, this is Moses' father-in-law, no, I will not come, but rather I will go to my own land and relatives. Then he said, please do not leave us, inasmuch as you know where we should camp in the wilderness, and you will be as eyes for us. So it will be for you go if you go with us, that whatever good the Lord does for us, we will do for you. So he persuaded him. Thus they set out from the mount of the Lord. This is Sinai, where Moses went up and got the tablets. Thus they set out from the mount of the Lord, 3 days' journey with the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, journeying in front of them for the 3 days to seek out a resting place for them. The cloud of the Lord was over them by day when they set out from the camp. Then it came about when the ark set out that Moses said, rise up, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered, and let those who hate you flee before you. When it came to rest, he said, return, O Lord, to the myriad thousands of Israel. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 28:19-20. That's quite a history of the start of Israel as they marched down into the wilderness, and how it was done in order. You should seek the Lord. We should seek the Lord. And why did you give that to us here? But
yeah.
Or why did we pray about it? But we did. Matthew 28:19-20. He said he gives us clues. Matthew 28:19-20. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Now that is the Great Commission. And he mentioned the Great Commission in the first statement.
That's right, yeah.
Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
Mm-hmm.
And that's talking about praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
When you find yourselves in the midst of difficult circumstances, when God is hidden from your view, and when you cannot see what I am doing, reminder,
that God really is on the move. I am at work, even if you cannot see it. Luke 2, 1 and 2. And he's given us this before.
Yeah.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And I read that from the ESV because it used the word registered. See, God was at work. He was getting them from Nazareth to Bethlehem. They didn't know it. Mary and Joseph. But the prophecy had to be fulfilled. And all the prophecies now have to be fulfilled. And God is at work, seeing that they are fulfilled. Luke 1, 26 through 38. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, I'm quite sure he said shalom. He didn't say greetings. Shalom, favored one. The Lord is with you. And she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Yeshua, or Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. Now look at that, folks. He will reign over the house of Jacob. That's the Jews. He's going to come down, and this world's about to go into the millennial age, and he will be the king over the house of Jacob. Remember that when it uses Jacob, it means the flesh Jews. And his kingdom will have no end. Mary said to the angel, How can this be? I am a virgin. The angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. You see, God was at work.
Wow.
Nobody knew, but God was at work.
You know, Matthew, I'm sensing this from the Spirit of the Lord, Miss Billy, that the Lord is telling us here that this is a new birth for all of us. I don't know, I mean, if you agree or not, but I'm sensing that from the Spirit of the Lord. This word, like new birth, just came over me right now. Why are you reading this? Go ahead, sorry.
But as he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. 2 Samuel 1, 7 through 11. And when he looked behind him, he saw me and called to me, and I answered, Hineni, here I am. And he said, Who are you? I answered him, I am an Amalekite. And he said to me, Stand beside me and kill me, for anguish has seized me, and yet my life still lingers. So I stood beside him and killed him, because I was sure that he could not live after he had fallen, and I took the crown that was on his head and the armlet that was on his arm, and I brought them here to my lord. Then David took hold of his clothes and tore him, and so did all the men who were with him. The guy was lying. That's 2 Samuel 1, 7. Just a minute here. I gave you the wrong scripture.
Oh, did you? 2 Samuel 7, yeah. 1 through 11. Yeah, okay.
7. That didn't make sense. 1 through 11. Here we got it. This is the Lord's covenant with David. Now, when the king lived in his house, and Jehovah had given him rest on every side from all his enemies, the king said to Nathan the prophet, "See, now I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells within tent curtains." Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in your mind, for the Lord is with you." Now the king is David here, and Nathan is the prophet. There was always a prophet that prophesied to the king, at least one. But in the same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan, the prophet, saying, "Go say to my son, servant David, thus says the Lord, are you the one who should build me a house to dwell in? For I have not dwelt in a house since the day I brought up the sons of Israel from Egypt, even to this day. But I have been moving about in a tent, even in a tabernacle. Wherever I have gone with all the sons of Israel, did I speak a word with one of the tribes of Israel, which I commanded to shepherd my people Israel, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now therefore, thus you shall say to my servant David, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, to be a ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and have cut off all your enemies from before you. And I will make you a great name, like the names of the great men who are on earth. I will also appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may live in their own place, and not be disturbed again. Nor will the wicked afflict them any more as formerly, even from the day that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel. And I will give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord also declares to you that the Lord will make a house for you." And of course, that's the lineage of David. 1 Samuel 4, 2 through 4. The Philistines drew up in battle array to meet Israel. We were in the land of the, we're right at the land of the Philistines today when we were in Gaza, or near Gaza, at the border of Gaza. The Philistines drew up in battle array to meet Israel. When the battle spread, Israel was defeated before the Philistines, who killed about 4,000 men on the battlefield. When the people came into the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Why has the Lord defeated us today before the Philistines? Let us take to ourselves from Shiloh the Ark of the Covenant that it may come among us and deliver us from the power of our enemies." So the people sent to Shiloh, and from there they carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of Hosts, who sits above the cherubim, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, were with the Ark of the Covenant of God. Now, this was a bad mistake. We're going to Shiloh tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. We're going to Shiloh, where this happened. And that was the capital of Israel. They followed the Ark. He's kind of giving us the history of Israel here. They followed the Ark out of Sinai. They went in the desert 40 years in the wilderness. Then they came and crossed the Jordan and came into Israel, and they set up their capital, Joshua did, at Shiloh.
We're going there tomorrow. We're not far from it right now. And there was the capital for 369 years. But Ali, the high priest there, was a good man, but he didn't raise his children right. And they were just terrible. So God let them fall into the hands of the Philistines. And they said, they were getting beat in the battle badly. So those two wicked sons said, let's go get the Ark of the Covenant and we'll win. But they didn't. And then the Ark was captured by the Philistines for some time. Numbers 10:33. Here's another thing. Here's another part of their journey with the Ark. So they set out from the Mount of the Lord, 3 days' journey. This is in the beginning. And the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went before them 3 days' journey to seek out a resting place for them. All of these are about the Ark of the Presence. Did I read this statement? I am on the move, be encouraged. Underline. I want to read it again. I am on the move, be encouraged, calling for the inhabitants of my kingdom to be registered. The invisible hand of God is moving and working, church. Now, where are we registered? In heaven. Hebrews 12. It says our names are registered in heaven. But here, we see a detailed description of God's leading the children of Israel. Underlined. Keep in mind when you are reading or studying my words on your own is to look for repeated words. Listen closely, and you all notice the clues are often in what I am saying to you all. 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit.
Boy, there's a lot in there.
2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Galatians 1:8-9. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we preach to you, he's to be accursed. As we have said before, so I say again, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you received, he is to be accursed.
Okay.
I suppose it's contrary to what he's just said. You know, that we all are being changed into the image of Jesus. And you cannot remain complacent at this time in history. Complacent means you just go along, you just float along. You just let things happen,
You can't be neutral.
Yeah, it's like that. You cannot remain complacent at this time in history. There's too much. And then underlined. Much of the church is simply going along with the winds of your society.
The fact is, the word of God stands true. And then the underline ends. No matter what direction heads off in the earth. We're not supposed to be just following along with the earthly trends and the society and trends. I don't like that word, trends. Here's the trend. He says that the church, much of the church is just doing that, going along with society. Our what's true and factual always is the word of God. But you need to be conversant with it. The word. You need to study it. Listen to it. Look for clues.
Yeah.
Look for clues. There's hidden messages, hidden things. I'm going to read it again. You cannot remain complacent at this time in history. There's too much. And then underlined, much of the church is simply going along with the winds of your society. The fact is, the word of God stands true. And that's underlined. Then not underlined. No matter what direction heads off in this earth.
No matter what direction society heads off.
Okay.
He put the word society again.
I forgot that word.
Do you have it written? No matter what direction society heads off.
Heads off in this earth. No matter what they do, society.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You don't go with society, you go with the word of God.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You need to know the word. You need to know what it says about everything. And then order your life with it. There are things happening and going on with church and believers. And I really don't, just come out and preach about it. But it troubles me so. And I see these things moving in society. And churches, Christians just flow along with it. Go along with it. Even though the word of God complicitly tells you not to do it. So.
There you have it.
Daniel 9, 4 and 5. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed and said, alas, O Lord, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and chesed for those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned, committed iniquity, acted wickedly, and rebelled, even turning aside from your commandments and ordinances. And the word ordinances literally means rules. Now, he's going to stay, there's another scripture given, but he's going to stay down here that Daniel didn't have anything to repent of. But he took this burden on for his people. 2 Chronicles 7:14, he wasn't going along with society. And you all know this. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. I think a lot of the message today is, here's how I led Israel. I've led you from the beginning. The church has grown, and your goal is to be in the image of Christ.
Yeah.
God's at work. We're not to go along just with society. We're to know that God is at work and do our very best to flow with him in the word of God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to find out about the tour group came in at the hotel. I see that they're here. And we have some
Are you going to read the last? Did you read the last statement?
Oh, I did it. Understand this. Well, I kind of read it out of order.
You kind of
understand this. Yeah, of all the people alive at this time in history, Daniel had nothing to repent about. Trust in me. So bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We live in a time when society is a little on the crazy side, much on the crazy side. And we're not just to go along with it. We're to know the word of God and let him work on us and change us to the image of the Lord. Well, I've got to find out what our schedule is. I know there's something on the docket, and I've got to find out about it. And like I said, the best way for you to do is go to billybrim.org. Terry and Lynn will be hosting there the afternoon prayer. And we will begin at 30 minutes past the hour. That's going to be for you and me, Brother Max, 8:30. And for the Central Time Zone, it's going to be 12:30. So we got quite a few things happening between now and then here. I need to go, and we'll see you soon. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.